I'm joined here with Tad Nelson, Landscape Management Proficiency Award winner at National FFA Convention from Rigby FFA Chapter in Idaho. Thanks for joining me and congratulations again.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So how are you feeling right now?
It's crazy. I mean, it's been so long since I started, but now it's kind of the culmination, so it's amazing.
And why don't you just tell me a little bit about your project?
Yeah, so I started mowing lawns for family back when I was 8 years old, and then it slowly grew into close neighbors and then people around us. And it went from mowing maybe one or two lawns a week to over 60 weekly clients with commercial contracts and three full-time employees that we hired. And I mowed with my best friend, so what more could I ask for?
And over the years, it's obviously grown. How have you been able to kind of branch out of just being more local, I guess?
Yeah, I think maybe the correct answer to that is we were local, and that's what people wanted from us. We were, I come from a town of 740 people, and so I was the neighbor kid, but also we did a high quality job. We made things sure that things were done right, and we were able to provide what people wanted, and they liked us because, you know, they knew our parents, they knew our grandparents, and that's really how we started and where we got where we were.
And how long have you guys been working on this?
So I've been working on it, the official project, since about seventh grade, when we decided to form Nelson Mow and Trim, which is the name of our company.
And what are the future plans for your company?
So actually, I sold it earlier this spring to a lawn care company because I am planning on going on a religious mission in about 2 weeks, and so I'm leaving to Africa to go preach about Jesus in Africa.
Well, good luck with that. I know how hard that can be sometimes leaving home, especially now after being on such a big stage. I think that's really cool that you're still going to pursue other passions. So you said you sold your company, and that probably was an interesting process to go through, especially at your age. Why don't you expand a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the main question for us was how do we sell not our assets, because those are easy to get rid of. You can sell those because they do have a market value. But to sell a client, it's hard to put a price on that. And we didn't have contracts for our clients because we found that they were really restrictive on what they allowed us to do and that what they allowed the client to communicate with us. So we just had a verbal agreement with them. What ended up happening was the competing lawn care business that we sold to, they gave us a 50% commission for 5 weeks, gross income off of these clients up front. And then when we got to the end, and they gave us the other 50% for the lawn care clients that had stayed around. So it was really a win-win where they knew that they were going to pay half up front, and then if all of them stuck around, then they'd end up paying us the other. But if everybody left, they wouldn't be at a loss. And we ended up being, we've talked to the lawn care owner since, and he really loves it. These people, we kind of handpicked our clients because we know what we want to work with, and he's loved our clients. And so it's been a real benefit for both of us.
I think that's a really interesting perspective. You got to work in the company, manage it, and then see it on all the way through and in the selling process. I think that's very unique, especially at your age. I guess, who kind of would you say was your best advisor to help you through all of that?
It was my best friend, Brigham Nelson. So we're the same age, same last name, live just down the road from each other, are not related in any sort. But really, we raised each other. We're both middle children. And so our parents kind of kicked us out onto the street, and that's what we picked up. And so our best advisor was both experience and having somebody to work through that had the same goals, the same drive, the same work ethic.
Thank you so much, Tad, and congratulations again.
Yeah, thank you so much.
The Landscape Management Proficiency Award is sponsored by Tractor Supply Company. In the FFA Newsroom, I'm Kaylee Foster.